Mark Stegeman's resolution would put books taken out of the classroom earlier this year in the same category as any other book in the district not approved for a specific course. Stegeman addressed the three other board members who, like him, voted to shut down the Mexican-American Studies classes, saying it was their actions that led to the removal of those books.
The former MAS teachers have claimed their restrictions extended beyond the seven books and that they were subject to restrictions which were not applied to other teachers. Even if these claims are groundless, I believe it is time to end the confusion on this issue.
Some of the books include Rethinking Columbus, Chicano, A History of the Mexican-American Civil Rights Movement, and 500 Years of Chicano History in Pictures. Those were part of the Arizona Department of Education's evidence against the courses and have been the center of controversy regarding accusations of book banning. Stegeman, speaking at the meeting in a room full of Mexican-American Studies supporters, says he wants to change the status of those books before school starts next week.
Last spring, there were good reasons to create a removal list, but that semester's over and the reasons no longer apply. The books issue has produced 7 months of theater, and I believe it is time to put it to rest.
Earlier this week, Stegeman had outlined his proposal, which received immediate disapproval.
I have heard two arguments against this resolution thus far. First, that it would imply that the original removal was a mistake. I don't think anyone needs to feel that way or adopt that interpretation. The second argument I've heard against the resolution is that we should not capitulate to a persistent group of demonstrators. Small groups should not drive our decisions one way or the other. We should look past the rhetorical pressure and make decisions which are best for the district as a whole.
Adelita Grijalva, the only TUSD board member who voted to keep the classes in January, criticized Stegeman's resolution.
It's the height of hypocrisy to me that an individual who has tried for the last 3 years to dismantle, destroy, interfere in every way possible from testifying for the state against the district and against this program, for that individual to be the person to now come forward and say, let's end the restrictions.
Grijalva goes on to say that Stegeman's proposal would not change much because teachers who want access to those books already have it, and the curriculum that goes with those books is not going to come back.
It amazes me that we are here again talking about this issue from a person who claims that it's time for us to continue as a district to move forward and heal.
Grijalva says Stegeman's efforts are politically motivated as he is up for re-election in the fall.
I try to make decisions that make sense, and in the end, I hope if people agree with that, then maybe there's a political benefit. But in that sense, everything's political. That's how democracy works. But I think this decision and this particular decision makes sense for the district. I think it's not right to put these books into a special category over the long term, and it's hard to defend that over the long term.
In January, the Arizona Department of Education ruled that TUSD's Mexican American Studies classes were in violation of state law. The governing board then voted to shut down the classes in fear of losing up to $14 million in state funding. It's been more than 6 months since that vote, and district meetings still draw crowds of supporters. Before last night's meeting starts, dozens are gathered outside of TUSD's headquarters. Some are wearing costumes, others are setting up tables for face painting, there's a DJ playing music near a Sonoran hot dog cart, and mariachis playing. TUSD teacher Jose Gonzalez is there. He used to teach one of the Mexican-American Studies classes and says Stegeman's change of heart is a small step.
Should we be happy that he's unbanning these books? What he has done to our students, what I saw my kids as of January 10th, what they went through, he needs to personally apologize to each of my students that he put them, what he has put them through.
Governing Board President Miguel Cuevas and Board Member Grijalva both said they would not support Stegeman's resolution. Board Members Michael Hicks and Alexander Sugiyama remained silent during the discussion, causing Stegeman to take the item off the table without a vote. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.